The topic of this year is ethics of war. To what extent must we avoid civilian casualties? And obviously, this is a very relevant topic, considering the fact that Israel will likely soon engage in a ground war to eliminate Hamas from Gaza. So we can begin this halachic discussion with an analysis of the decision by Shimon and Levi to wipe out the entire city of Shechem, despite the fact that seemingly only Shechem perpetrated an overt crime in kidnapping Dina and raping her, and yet Shimon Levi wiped out the entire city. Now, were they justified? And if they were justified, why were they justified? So the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Tes, Halach Yudalad, states that the non-Jews have seven mitzvahs that they have to observe, then one of the mitzvahs that they have to observe is dinim. And they have to establish judges and courts to adjudicate and the other six mitzvahs. So you have six mitzvahs, and the seventh mitzvah is to make sure that the first six mitzvahs are followed. And the Rambam writes that a ben noach she'avar alachas mishev mitzvahs eli yaharug besayif. A non-Jew who violates one of these seven mitzvahs, is to be killed with the sword. And because of this, the inhabitants of Shechem deserve to die. Because Shechem stole, and they saw, and they knew, and they didn't judge him. So the Rambam assumes that all the inhabitants of Shechem were guilty, were culpable, because they stood around and did nothing. Now the Ramban, in his commentary on Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, addresses this question as well, and he disagrees with the Rambam. He says if indeed there was a mitzvah for Shimon and Levi, or for anyone, to kill the inhabitants of Shechem for not doing anything, for not adjudicating and punishing Shechem, then Yaakov Avinu should have been first and foremost the individual who would do this, who would try to wipe out the city. And yet he criticizes them at the end of his life. He says, Arur Apam, cursed is their anger. And he punishes them. He said they should be scattered and split among the people of, among the nation in Parshas Vayechi at the end of his life. If indeed they did a mitzvah, so why does he get angry at them? So the Ramban actually believes that they were unjustified for killing the entire city. He says that the children of Yaakov saw that the people of Shechem were wicked, and damam chashulam kamayim, that they were wicked, and their blood was like water, and they thought they could, that their lives weren't worth living. It's a difficult topic unto itself. The Ramban felt, in any case, in the Ramban writes his commentary on Parshas Vayechi, Perek Tes, Pasuk Mem Hey, that why did Shimon and Levi wipe out the entire city? And Ramban writes, Kim lo chatu lehem klalo, bo bibris v'nimolo. They were willing to enter into a treaty and to become circumcised. V'u la yeshuva al Hashem. V'u kulam b'chal anshei beis Avraham. Maybe they would have done tshuva. Maybe, let's say they were wicked for other reasons. That's what Ramban seemed to say. They're wicked for other reasons. Therefore, Shimon Levi decides to kill them. The Ramban doesn't feel that what they did was justified, and maybe even if they had flaws, even if they had engaged in violence before, maybe they would return to Hashem. So the Ramban criticizes Shimon and Levi's actions. But the Maharal has an understanding of this event which is relevant to the current situation. And the Ramban says that essentially, the Maharal says that essentially Yaakov and his children and the people of Shechem were shnei umos. They were like two different nations. After all, they wanted to intermarry. The people of Shechem wanted to intermarry with the children of Yaakov. And they said, Vayun la'amechad, we'll be like one nation. So the way the Maharal understands this situation is that here were two different nations, and the children of Yaakov wanted to wage war against the other nation because they wanted to take out Shechem, the person who committed this horrific act against Dinah. And the Ramban says the following, that when the Torah says, Ki sikrav el ir lehilachem alav akrasa ela l'shalom, that when you come close to a city to wage war in it and you should try to make peace with it, and this is in Sefer Dvarim, this is Hainu Hecha Delo Asu Lishol Davar. It's only when the other nation didn't do anything to Klal Yisrael. Well, Hecha Delo Asu Lishol Davar, however, when they did do something bad to Klal Yisrael, Kigon Zesha Partsu Behem Lasos Lam Nevala, like here, they engage in pritzus, they commit a horrific act of kidnapping and raping Dinah. Afal Gav Delo Asu Rak Echamehem, even though only one of them did it, Kevan De Miklal HaAmhu, since they're part of the nation, Kevan She Partsu Lam Tchila, since they started, Mutarm likach nikmas mehem. You're allowed to take vengeance on them. V'hachi nam ikal milchama shehem nitzayim. Kemo kigon soros amijanim. And this is the case with all wars that they find themselves in. It's like when the Bereso battled the Midjanim. Afagav dahayu harbe shelo asu. Even if there might have been innocent people who didn't do anything. Ein zechiluk. It's not a distinction. Kevan shahayu ba'osa umma she'asa ra lahem. Since they're part of the nation that did bad to them. Mutarm lavo aleim lamilchama, ve'chein heim kol milchama. So you're allowed to engage in battle and even kill innocent civilian in the context of battle. That's the picture of the morale. In other words, the morale is saying that in the context of waging a battle against Shechem and maybe other people who had the ability to take Shechem to task, not clear whether the other inhabitants of the city could have stopped Shechem or could have, you know, could have adjudicated him and punished him. It's not clear, but the point is that the children of Yaakov viewed this city as a different nation that attacked Bnei Yaakov, and then so now they're engaging in war. And once you're waging war, so then sometimes there will be innocent civilian who'll be killed, and you're not responsible for that. Now, the Minchas Asher just points out, in his commentary on Devarim, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Vav, he was commenting on a Pasuk, on a Radak, who said that when David HaMelech was told that he wasn't going to build the base of Midrash because he had bloody hands, the Radak writes that he wasn't punished by killing innocent civilians. And the Radak writes, Gam bidmei ha-goyim asher shafach osam shlohayu b'nei milchamto, that even among the blood of the nations that he spilled the blood, that weren't people of the who fought against him. Efshar shayu bahem anashim tovim v'chasidim. There might have been good people and pious people. Avav opichin lo ne'nash aleihem. David Melech was not punished. Why? Ki chavanaso lichlos harashem lo yifratzu b'Yisrael ulahatzil atzmo kishayu be'eretz plishim. David's goal was legitimately to attack and to defeat the wicked people, evil people, and happened to be that there were innocents who were killed. Again, David was not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash because his hands were soaked in blood. Even though it was sometimes legitimate to wage war, we didn't want someone who was hand-soaked in blood to build the Beis HaMikdash. But he wasn't punished for killing innocent civilian in the context of war. And Rav Asher Weiss writes, V'lamanu af midvarav, and we see from the Radak's opinion, D'mikar din ein lehimana me'arigas harotzchim af im ha'chafim mipesha ne'aragim imahem. You don't have to stop from killing murderers or killers, even if some innocent people are killed with them. And obviously at the end, Rav Asher Weiss writes that Vada yish lishtadav imniyas harigazim she'eli shelo pashu l'chotu. He says, obviously you should try to, doesn't mean you have to just kill anyone from the other side. You should try to avoid killing those who didn't do anything wrong. Ach kishe'i efshar. However, when it's impossible to do that, then he says that gam him nisfim im eila shebekirbam shemitzvah lahargam. So they're included with those who there's a mitzvah to kill. In other words, the Torah understands that there is something called, unfortunately, sometimes if you can't avoid it, then it is not, you will not get punished for civilian casualties. Hershel Schachter also points out in Bikfei Tzon, page 206 and 207, he cites the Minchas Chinuch, who asked the following question: how can you ever go to battle? This is Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tav Chav Dalet. How can you ever go to battle? Because after all, Pikuach Nefesh overrides everything, right? Doesn't Pikuach Nefesh, if there's a potential loss of life, you shouldn't engage in behavior that can lead to a potential loss of life. So how can you ever go to battle with can lead to a potential loss of life? So obviously the Minchas Chinuch points out that the halacha of Pikuach Nefesh doesn't really apply in the context of war, the context of battle. And that he writes, Vade Dover Baruch Hu Shematzav Shal Milchama Lo Bichlal Hadin Shal Pikuach Nefesh. The halacha Pikuach Nefesh, that you try to avoid engaging in situations that could cost your life, that's under normal circumstances. It doesn't apply in times of war. There are different rules in times of Milchama. It doesn't mean the Torah doesn't apply at all. But the halacha Pikuach Nefesh doesn't apply in the concept of Milchama. And Rav Shachter writes in Bikvei Atzon, he says also that at times when Sahal has to sometimes defeat the enemy, and sometimes that there are innocent people who are killed, but that's part of war. It's unfortunate, it's tragic, but that's something that's part of war. And Shachter, Big Faith Zone, cites the Maral that we follow this position, that in context of war, then you, if an innocent person gets killed, then that's the unfortunate reality, but you're not punished for that. There's an interesting debate regarding placing soldiers at risk to reduce civilian casualties. Rabbi Chaim Jachter, in his work, Gray Matter, in Volume 3, so he discusses this, and he cites an article from Tchumim, the fourth volume, where there is a debate to what extent should you place soldiers at risk to reduce human casualties or civilian casualties. Rav Lichtenstein on page 185, so he writes that there are that you know, in battle and whenever there's a war, so there's a price to pay. So number one is that when you're engaging in battle, you need to try to protect the lives of the Jewish fighters. But he does write, a second consideration is Hamichir nitba gamei ha'oyev, that there's a price to be paid, that there's a cost that when you even have to kill the enemy. Sha'af hu nachun b'tzel melakim, because he was also created in the image of God. And he says, we're concerned with what? Masa yaday tavim bayam. He says, Masa yadav shal kadosh baruch hu tavim bayam. That when the Egyptians were drowning the sea, kadosh baruch hu told the enemy, the angels, don't sing about that. So Rav Lichtenstein writes that v'yesh behechleit lishkol et midat hatziduk she bapkia barabim al menat latzil t'yachid. That you need to weigh the righteousness of killing many to save an individual. So Rav Lichtenstein seems to say, he doesn't come out like, what's the formula? But he does think that the amount of civilian casualties is a factor, even when the goal is to save Jewish lives, the Jewish soldiers. It should be noted that other in this volume, Tchumim, Rav Avraham Shapiro of Dov Lior disagrees. And they would hold that even for one life, one Jewish soldier, you can kill many civilians if it means that you'll be saving one Jewish life. And it's an interesting moral argument on either side. In Rabbi Jachter's article, he said that Rav Herschel Schaffer told him that he argued that Israel acted immorally by risking its soldiers in Jenin and Lebanon in order to reduce Arab civilian casualties. On the one hand, you could argue that maybe you're acting immorally to save one Jewish soldier if it means killing many, many enemy civilians. On the other hand, you could argue that it's immoral not to save every Jewish soldier, every soldier, everyone on your side, even if it means the death of people on the other side. So you can look at it different ways. It seems again that if you hold of the Maral takes the view that understands that there will be civilian casualties, that that will get, that's just the nature of life. unfortunately in a battle, and this is justification for Shimon and Levi wiping out the entire city. And again, how this applies in modern day battle. So you have Rav Asher Weiss seems to support this position, Rav Shachter seems to support this position, but you do have Rav Lichtenstein does say you should take consideration the amount of enemy combatants who will be killed to save one Jewish soldier. And others disagree and say, no, for one Jewish soldier, you can do whatever you want, even if it means many, many enemy deaths. This is obviously a very difficult issue, both from a moral standpoint and in the real world, from a PR standpoint as well. And but these are just some of the issues and that arise in this context.